Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This just in, right as we went to break, and I want to rewind just a little bit, because for those of you who may not be aware of this, obviously Colin Kaepernick played quarterback in the National Football League. You're aware of that. But after his playing time and after his stance, okay, of social injustice, there were feelings around the National Football League, especially players, who felt like he was being blackballed. So Colin Kaepernick, along with Eric Reed, who just got a new three-year deal with the Carolina Panthers, had a case against the National Football League. And so what has happened today is stunning in many regards because, one, you have to prove this, and it's very difficult to do so. But, two, to then settle, as the NFL apparently has, Mike, screams that there was something going on here. And this is not a small settlement. His attorneys, and we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, had said, listen, the only way we'll remove this case is if we get a substantial amount of money to make this go away. So this is stunning on many fronts. So today the news is that a financial settlement between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, so he has withdrew his collusion complaint against the National Football League. And so what is the settlement? We don't know. And Mike will never know because apparently it involves a confidentiality clause.
Yeah, the confidentiality agreement. There'll be no further comment by any party. Look, this is 2019 and nothing's even with – look, we've seen women sign confidentiality agreements and then come after politicians. But in this case, I got to imagine, Carl, somebody will leak it. We're going to have to wait a while to find out. But I would love to know what they got, how the testimony went down, who gave some depositions, NFL owners, general managers, because you and I were talking about it, 2 years ago about, well, you could argue in a court of law, I have a right to make bad decisions as a football general manager. Can you prove that we colluded? Either way, it did seem a little bit funny because regardless of what you think about his stance over social injustice, he was better than, 90% of the backup quarterbacks, the bare minimum, and some of the starters for the time that he was not playing.
No doubt about it. Guys, you can tell me this means nothing. To me, it means everything. It means that absolutely there were owners who were like, this guy is not getting back in our league. And they had evidence. And to make this go away, as so many things in our country do and happen, you cut the check. And that's what happened here. So for everybody who has always said he's not being blackballed, and Mike and I have been on this from the jump, because it was blatantly obvious. The problem is, unless you had Jerry Jones on tape,
right?
Okay, and I'm just, or Robert Kraft on tape going, there's no way in hell this guy's playing in our league. It's so difficult to prove. And the reason why is simply because you go, we like this guy over that guy. This guy fits our football team better than that guy. What am I to say to you as an owner and a general manager, no matter what I look like, to say you're wrong? So that has always been the issue. But, Mike, they had to have something here for the NFL to do this. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'd love to, again, like everybody else out there, if you've been following this as we have, because obviously it's certainly a hot potato for sports talk radio, and it gets everybody in their corner. So regardless what you think about, let's just talk about what went down. The NFL obviously spent some money here to pay Colin Kaepernick to go away. And this is, I mean, I'd love to know, again, because this is a story which has so many angles. The NFL was ill-prepared for it. The president turned it into a bigger, put more air into that fire and became a bigger issue. Ratings went down. It became a major story. So I know most NFL fans, like, just give me my football. I don't want to hear about this stuff, just like with the Kareem Hunt thing. But for us and for most people that, follow things and are interested, because I said to you before the break, I'd love to have a sit-down with Colin Kaepernick just to find out, how did this social awareness start? How did you – was it the girlfriend that was so socially active that got you into this? How did you decide not to – and why did you opt out of the 49ers contract, which you left $14 million on the table? Just what exactly was said and how much did you want to play in the league? the $20 million offer? Was that really legit? I'd love to hear from this guy just because I don't know where he stands on, not the social issues, but where he is with his head and his game.
Yeah, I think we know why he started this. You know, he explained that in those early on interviews in the locker room when he was talking about social injustice in our country and police brutality and all of those things. To your other points, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows that stuff. The NFLPA puts out, quote, a statement today. We were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid collusion case. We are not privy to the details of the settlement, but support the decision by the players and the council, and we continuously support Colin and Eric. We continuously supported them from the start of this protest. They go on to say basically that we are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well. I want to put this in perspective, because if you're being blackballed, okay, and he was a quarterback, and Mike just told you, left some money on the table. I'm not doing this for peanuts. Does he feel like he left out or was lost out on $100+ million, Mike? Did the NFL just cut them over $100+ million check? Because that's the kind of money we're talking about. They didn't cut a $2 million check, guys, and they went away.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. Again, this is pure speculation on our part. But, you know, the guy was making big-time money. He had signed a multi-year deal. He had opted out after the 16th season. When people talk about that Elway thing, and they get the timing completely wrong. He did not want to get traded to the Broncos. That was before he took a knee. That got lost in translation, and people like refer to that like gospel. Elway is incorrect on the timeline on that when he was asked about it a year ago. But I just I'd love to know, again, like everybody else, what kind of money are we talking about here? What kind of smoking gun did Kaepernick's lawyers have? You know, how inflammatory was some of the stuff that was said in the depositions by NFL owners and personnel people?
It is interesting. You guys can tweet at us. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Kenny just said Dukes cap filed that grievance saying they wronged him. They threw money at him to keep him quiet, you know? And that's as simple as we can put it, guys. And here's the thing. It's frustrating because as football fans, Mike, and you don't want to believe that, right? You go, oh, no, man, it's 2019. That kind of stuff don't go on. Come on. Yes, it does. And this is more proof. And this is more proof to why guys took knees. This is what's going on. So don't be blind. Don't throw your hands up in the air and get off. This is what's going on. And if the NFL was not wrong, and if he was in the league and would have been given an opportunity to be back in the league, Mike, we would have never gotten here.
But NFL owners, and it depends on the city. It varies from if you're in Atlanta, we feel very differently about civil rights and the rights of African Americans. If you're in San Francisco, it's a very liberal community. Some flyover cities, people don't want to hear it. You know, I've talked about it. You know, the blue collar people in the country. You know, they don't. You saw how the election went. Where obviously it's a country where it's split amongst many divides, but there's a lot of people who don't want to hear it. And he's got a right to say what he wants and express himself the way he does. And people can express with not buying a ticket or not watching the games, and that freaked the owners out. You know what? Another part of this, and this is a byproduct of it. This is also what happens when you don't have any leadership at the top. Roger Goodell. You know, when this, they had no plan for this, Carl. They had no idea how to handle this situation.
Yeah.
You know, they threw some money at the players' union. Was it $90 million that they wanted to allocate? That was what Eric Reid was arguing about.
Yep.
About, you know, did you sell out? You know, the player owners threw some money at players. Okay, you've got some different issues in each city and social causes. Here's some money. Go away. But, I mean, and that was, you know, a Band-Aid on it, and it was late in the game. So, I mean, to me, it's just systemic about how the NFL never gets in front of any issue, whether it's player discipline or a player protest.
Now, I'll say this, and only Colin Kaepernick knows this, and maybe we hear from him now. I don't know. I don't think he was ever intending to get back in the league. So for those of you who are going, well, he can't believe he took the money, he had no intention of trying to play again. That ship had sailed. This was more about proving the NFL wrong, which, in fact, it looks like he's done, than it was him taking another snap in the National Football League. So don't look at it that way. Understand that the guy's been out of the league 3 or 4 years. Anybody's been out of the league 3 or 4 years usually doesn't make a return.
Well, Nike's had him on retainer, too, we later found out.
Well, either way, I think that's why, you know, you go, all right, I'm going to take this, and now let's see what else I can do with my platform. Now, I don't know what else he's going to do moving forward, but now this has been resolved because everybody was waiting. No collusion, Mike. There has to be collusion. No way the owners could do this. Yes, they did it. All right, so this is where we are. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, if you're just joining us. Basically, a settlement has been been made by the National Football League. It's Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, their joint collusion case versus the National Football League, which was set to take place, by the way, this month. And ironically now, the NFL...
And then it would all be out there in the open, and there would be no guesswork. And now, as we said, we'll just kind of have to read between the lines. And look, I will say this, even when you do have some of these, and how ironclad this confidentiality agreement is, at some point, somebody out there is going to leak some of this information.
I would think. You know, we've seen this with Hollywood and other stuff. I mean, I would think we'll wait to see, but man, this is crazy and interesting. It just is. Because this opens up the door for a lot of other things when you say, well, the NFL, they wouldn't do that.
Let me ask you this. Jackson just hit us up on Twitter. He goes, I think Cap would have been even more revered had he not accepted this deal and exposed the owners. Now that can't be done, and it looks like he sold out. His stance, just my opinion.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
I'm saying, do you buy that?
No, I do not. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think the NFL owners were going to let it get that far.
So
I do not.
So are we talking $25 million?
No. I just told you, upwards of $100 million. How much money did he lose out on in the last 5 years of his playing career by not being allowed to play in the NFL as a quarterback? Mm. Whatever that number is.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. You could NFL attorneys could say, look, you opted out of a guaranteed contract, and your guaranteed portion of your 49ers deal.
Has nothing to do with me being allowed to be playing in the league past
look,
that.
The Ravens are about to offer him a deal, and his girlfriend called Ray Lewis and Uncle Tom.
Either way, Mike.
Well, I mean, that's also part of the equation, Carl. I mean, there's other mitigating circumstances in his pursuit of employment in the NFL.
Yes, but when you're not being allowed to play, you don't earn a check. It doesn't matter future earnings.
I'm just telling you, there were some teams that were interested. Now, doesn't count if Seattle says they bring him in, then nothing happens. But there was one team that was going to offer him a job. That's the Baltimore Ravens. And people in his camp sabotaged that.
Well, you know what? You have choice. You can accept a job or you don't have to accept a job. That's your choice. But when you're being blackballed, you affect my future earnings. Bottom line. And by the way, if you only have one team involved, there is no negotiation. There is no other team involved. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We'll talk more about it. It is a story we'll be on all afternoon. It's interesting because the National Football League settles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.